We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We have some sunshine in Chicagoland, and that's going to stick around throughout the day, but so are the cold temperatures. A high today of just 20 degrees, and the cold is going to stick around. People are certainly dealing with this cold, though. Patty Vondermeid spoke with WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
It's fine if you're all bundled up and if you don't mind looking like you're homeless.
In the nuke of the north.
That's right, for sure. Yeah, we don't care what we look like. We just get out there and walk.
How long is this Arctic blast going to hang on? Let's get all the latest now from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Well, Cisco, the worst of this cold is going to be with us over the next 24 hours. That means temperatures crawling their way toward 20 this afternoon, despite that sun, but it'll feel like it's in the single digits. And then we'll drop to about 8 early tonight before temperatures begin to rise late at night. Now, tomorrow will be warmer by degrees, only 29 degrees, but that's still 20 below normal. And then we'll see clouds and maybe a little bit of snow in the afternoon and at night. Temperature will moderate to freezing Thursday and maybe mid-30s Friday and Saturday, but we may not get back to 40 again until Sunday. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Police trying to find the person or people who sent racist letters to three schools on the North Shore.
Evanston police are looking into the source of the hate mail received at Kingsley Elementary School, Park School, and the JEH Education Center. All three schools are in Evanston, Skokie District 65. The Pioneer Press reported the letters read, "White N-word matters." The principal of Kingsley sent a letter to parents saying the language is racist, hateful, and offensive, that the school is and will continue to be committed to equity, respect, inclusion, and the creation of a school that will allow students to feel safe and affirmed. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police looking for a hit-and-run driver who left a key piece of evidence behind.
It happened at the busy intersection of 18th and Ashland in the Pilsen neighborhood. CBS 2 reports a surveillance camera captured a red Honda T-boning an SUV driven by Christopher Reyes.
The car hit me. I was like, oh, I was shook. I couldn't get out because the airbags were so big in the car. So I had to wait until the airbags were disinflated.
When he did get out, he picked up the other driver's license plate, and then the other driver returned.
My dad told me the guy circled back after 10 minutes, was sitting there just observing the damages of my car.
Reyes figures he came back to get his plate, and when his dad confronted the man in an alley, he said the man tried to run him over as he took off again. Police do have the plate. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Two Aurora police officers have returned to full duty after being wounded in a mass shooting at the Henry Pratt Company last winter. Officer Adam Miller was shot in the face. Officer Ray Rivera shot in the leg during the February 15th carnage that left six dead and six wounded. Three other officers were among those wounded by a man who is being laid off. A business that spent more than 100 years in Mount Prospect is moving to Rolling Meadows. Bussey's Flowers and Gifts opened in 1916, a year before Mount Prospect was even incorporated. The Daily Herald reports it's leaving its current home on Northwest Highway and will be reopening on Kirchhoff. Owner Linda Seil says the move is due to the potential redevelopment of the business's current property. The Greater Chicago Food Depository plans to build a $50 million kitchen where fresh meals will be made and then delivered. Spokesman Greg Trotter tells WBBM it's an opportunity for workforce development.
We already have a culinary job training program here called Chicago's Community Kitchens. And that's a program for people who might need an extra boost into the workforce because they have significant barriers to employment. So there's also opportunities with this new kitchen to have transitional jobs there.
Trotter says based on census and other projections, the number of older, lower-income adults in Cook County is expected to rise by 48% by 2030. Some leaders in southwestern Wisconsin who were threatening to punish journalists have changed their minds.
Members of the Lafayette County Land Conservation Committee were concerned about an upcoming report on water research and didn't want reporters digging into their findings or altering the committee's press release. The committee had drafted a resolution to prosecute journalists who didn't toe the advocacy line. After being told the resolution was unconstitutional, the Lafayette County Land Conservation Committee decided to kill the resolution. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 FM.
More and more students choosing to stay out of the classroom at Indiana University. Enrollment in online courses continues to rise, though the overall student enrollment has dropped. School research shows overall enrollment of degree-seeking students fell by nearly 5% from 2011 to this year. The number of students taking at least one online course is more than doubled during the same time. Administrators say IU must continue to prioritize growth in its online space as student expectations change. Federal authorities are investigating a helicopter crash in central Illinois. It sent debris flying when its blades struck a parked car.
Lebanon, Indiana police said the helicopter's pilot, Randy McCormick of Mantino, suffered minor injuries on the crash. His two passengers were unhurt. A preliminary investigation showed the helicopter's blades made contact with the truck when it crashed about 20 miles northwest of Indianapolis. That contact threw debris into an adjacent parking lot and driveway, striking another semi and three cars. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.